This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for July 26, 2006. Coming up, a series of stories on Governor Rod Blagojevich, his re-election campaign, and his recently passed Preschool for All program. And a look at your AM 580 forecast. But first, today's news. The Vermilion County Sheriff says officials have recovered the body of a University of Illinois student in a truck found at the bottom of a pond at Kickapoo State Park. Sheriff Pat Hartshorn says the body of Ryan Ketcher, who was 19 years old when he disappeared more than 5 years ago, was in the black pickup truck pulled yesterday from the pond. Coroner Peggy Johnson says officials are transporting the body to Bloomington for an autopsy and forensic investigation. Ketcher and his truck were last seen November 5, 2000, at his home in rural Oakwood. He was a 19-year-old U of I sophomore at the time. Vermilion County Sheriff's Captain Rob Keg says the county's emergency management agency was experimenting with new equipment in the pond when workers found the truck in about 50 feet of water. A teenager is scheduled to appear in court this morning as he faces charges that he fired at vehicles on two Indiana highways, killing one man and wounding another. 17-year-old Zachariah Blanton of Gaston is being held in the Jackson County Jail, just miles from where the fatal shooting occurred on Interstate 65 on Sunday. He faces preliminary charges of murder, attempted murder, and criminal recklessness. Indiana State Superintendent Paul Whitesell says Blanton confessed to the shootings, but the motive remains unknown. Whitesell says Blanton is an avid hunter who frequented the area where the fatal shooting occurred. He lives with his grandparents near Muncie, near where the shootings on I-69 occurred. The Future Gen Alliance could be locating a coal-burning power plant in Mattoon or Tuscola in a few years. The cities were among four finalists selected yesterday by the Consortium of Coal and Electric Companies. Trimming the list from 12 to 4 cities, Future Gen also cut Effingham and Marshall from its list of potential sites. Officials from Future Gen touted Mattoon's water supply and Tuscola's proximity to railroads. Brian Moody, executive director of Tuscola Economic Development, says his city's industrial base serves as a plus.
Existing industry that consumes hydrogen was a big factor in why we advanced to this point. That will be a tremendous issue, and we have industry within a mile that really could use the hydrogen. So we think that's a plus. We're probably unique, I would guess, from some of the other sites in that so much of our infrastructure and utilities are in place or very close, you know, less than half a mile to the site.
Officials from Tuscola and Mattoon say given their proximity, locating the plant in either town would serve the region well. Two cities in Texas are also in the running for the facility. The project would bring 1,000 construction jobs, 150 permanent jobs, and pump millions of dollars into the local economy. Future Gen is expected to choose a site sometime next year. The plant will convert coal into clean-burning hydrogen gas. The plant will convert coal into clean-burning hydrogen gas and safely dispose of the carbon dioxide emissions in underground reservoirs. Champagne restaurant owner Sam Issa says his wife and infant son are back at home, safe and sound, after leaving war-torn Lebanon this past weekend. Issa, owner of Sam's Cafe in downtown Champaign, says his wife Toady and 13-month-old son John returned to the U.S. by plane late Monday night. They departed from Lebanon in an evacuation ship that took them to Cyprus on Saturday. Mother and son were visiting relatives in northern Lebanon when Israel began bombing Hezbollah targets in that country. For several days, they stayed in the northern Lebanon village of Hamat. Although it's a Christian town and not a Hezbollah stronghold, Issa says Israeli jets flew over the town daily and bombed its airstrip. The Champaign City Council spent much of its study session last night discussing the city's performance in including minorities in city staff. Figures compiled by the city show that for 2005, 12.5% of the city workforce was made up of minorities. That falls short of the goal of 14.7% based on expected levels of qualified minority applicants. But Councilman Ken Parak said that was still a good showing, considering the city had just raised its minority hiring goal from the previous level of 12%.
I don't think it's reasonable for anybody to expect that we would achieve the new goal right away the very first year after we increased it by a pretty significant amount. But by the fact that we've actually come close and made improvement, I think that's a good sign, not a bad sign.
But Councilwoman Gina Jackson said the city should still try harder to attract minorities. She pointed out that minority employment levels in Champaign's police and fire departments were still at the single-digit level. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jen Rourke. A hiring scandal continues to dog the re-election campaign of Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Sean Ali reports.
Governor Blagojevich is pitching a new preschool expansion program, but he can't keep the political focus on kids and learning. Instead, he's fending off allegations his staff tracked state job candidates. Critics charge the hiring practices amounted to political patronage, which state law prohibits. But Governor Blagojevich says he's appointed someone to look into the allegations.
People make mistakes. Some people don't do things right. Some people purposely do things wrong. We understand human nature. That's why we have that inspector general. And so when our inspector general goes out and finds wrongdoing, that's an example of the system working.
Governor Blagojevich touts new hiring rules that made employment policies blind in 2003. But the Associated Press reports his chief of staff continued name tracking in 2004. The federal government is investigating the governor's hiring policies. I'm Sean Ali.
Illinois is set to expand preschool to an even younger crowd. 3-year-olds will soon qualify, but critics are attacking the program and its chief sponsor, Governor Rod Blagojevich. Here again, Sean Ali.
Blagojevich says the expansion of preschool to 3-year-olds is a no-brainer, but critics like Republican State Senator Suzanne Bassey say Illinois can't afford the measure's $45 million yearly price tag. Bassey also questions whether the program's 10,000 spaces can meet demand.
So it's a game. I mean, it's a PR pop. It's a ploy for election. Are we in an election season? Absolutely. But to use parents' and kids' expectations for that sort of thing to get reelected is not okay.
Bassey says preschool expansion will crimp overall education funding. But supporters expect preschool expansion to save money, at least in the long run. They claim it's easier to teach kids who attend preschool. I'm Sean Ali.
While the governor is touting his preschool program, the idea has been discussed in Illinois for several years. One of the most comprehensive plans came during the term of Blagojevich's predecessor. Sean Crawford reports.
It was former Governor George Ryan who launched a task force to consider a preschool for all program more than 5 years ago. The finished product included specifics like how to integrate the plan with kindergarten and how to meet long-term funding goals, but it ended up collecting dust on a shelf. Jerry Mitchell, a House Republican from Sterling, was on that panel.
Governor Ryan at that time had other things that he was working on as well, and the approach was much different than the approach that Governor Blagojevich took, and it just never got the fanfare.
Mitchell says Ryan was unable to get state lawmakers to go along with the plan. He credits Governor Blagojevich for launching universal preschool, but says there are still many questions. Among his main concerns, making sure there is sufficient space to house preschool students and adequate oversight to make sure kids are being taught properly. I'm Sean Crawford.
And now a look at your WILL AM 580 forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, partly sunny with a 50% chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 80s. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of thunderstorms. Lows around 70. Southwest winds around 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a 40% chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 80s. Light winds. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for July 26, 2006. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Jen Rourke, AM 580 News.